Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 2011 National Biodiesel Conference and Expo and to the Biodiesel Vehicle Showcase. We've got some excellent vehicles to share with you today and some exciting representatives here to tell you more about them. We'd like to highlight this year vehicles representing just about every segment of the marketplace and all of the different capabilities that biodiesel has in them. So from the farm to the fields, from the neighborhoods to the freeways, to the racetrack and beyond, we've got some really great vehicles to share with you today. But before I hand the mic over to our vehicle representatives, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce Mr. Joe Jobe, CEO of the National Biodiesel Board, who'd like to share a few words with you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to be exceedingly brief. I just wanted to say thank you to our sponsors, our exhibitors here. We've got a lot of great exhibitors who are here working hard. If you've never ran an exhibit booth, you don't realize it's hard work standing on your feet all day and talking to people, but it's rewarding, and we want to thank you guys a lot. We especially want to thank our vehicle showcase. Last month I was at the Detroit Auto Show. It's not quite to the level of the Detroit Auto Show yet with cars up on rails overhead and beautiful spokes models walking around. We're not quite at that level yet, but it is impressive. Since, the 8 years of our conference, we had no vehicles in our showcase. Now we've got rockets and semi-trucks and, the Ford with the emblem, and it's great, and it's great to see new models, light duty models coming online that we can, that we can all buy and use our product in. So that's all very exciting. I think I've got dibs on the semi truck for the ride and drive, and I'm going to challenge the rocket car, the jet car, but at least I get to drive a semi truck. So thank you all to our vehicles. Encourage everybody to get out here and talk to these folks. Make it worth their while. Make it valuable to them so they'll want to come back. Because it's customers asking for products that gets products to market. So come and talk to them. Thank you to our exhibitors. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to turn it back over to Jennifer.
Thank you, Joe. As Joe mentioned, I'm Jennifer Weaver. I take care of the OEM Outreach and Education Program for the National Biodiesel Board. So it is a sincere pleasure to work with all of these folks and to get these vehicles here. Like I said, we are made an attempt to get all of the vehicle segments represented this year. Unfortunately, in the middle of the desert, there aren't as many ag equipment dealers nearby. So we don't have our tractors here, but I would like to take a moment to acknowledge our longtime conference supporters and industry supporters, representatives from John Deere and New Holland, who really are the bread and butter of the biodiesel industry. They're where we got our start, and they just come through for us every year as big conference supporters. So everybody take a moment to give some a round of applause to John Deere and New Holland for their support this year. Thank you. So the way we're going to run this today is kind of take it from the off-road to the on-road, the light-duty to the medium and heavy-duty truck. So at this point, I'd like to welcome to the stage Mr. Dan Rees from Rev Biofuels, formerly known as Arizona Biodiesel, and he's here representing these awesome-looking dune buggies. So, Dan Rees.
Hey, how is everybody? You better put your food down for this. I don't want you to choke over the excitement. All right. The Tom cars out here are from our company. You notice the name AZ Biodiesel. As of this morning, our name has changed. We are now Rev Biofuels, the revolution of fuel. We've adopted that name because we have expanded our company. We've gone from a 250,000 gallon a year plant. Our new plant is just opening up in Gilbert at 10 million gallons a year. We hope to expand that to 30 million gallons a year. We also hope to open up in numerous states within the next 2 years. So we've adopted the name instead of Arizona Biodiesel, which has been our foundation and our start and our supporting community. We still want to dedicate ourselves to the local use of our local byproducts being used locally and the fuel being sold locally. As a sideline, we got into how can we have fun with biodiesel. So we purchased a couple of Tom Cars, and Tom Car is a company based right here out of Phoenix, Arizona. They've been around for almost 20 years. They offer them, this is with the optional diesel three-cylinder engine. It's a 950cc Daihatsu diesel motor. They are turbocharged. They do come from the factory turbocharged. The red model we have done for racing performance. We put a VW turbo and an intercooler, and those guys that are motor heads will really appreciate what kind of performance you can get out of the diesel engine. So again, thanks. Thanks for everybody coming to Phoenix, and I will turn the mic back over.
Thanks, Dan. And these Tom Cars do run on B99 here from Rev Biofuels, and Tom Car has been a great supporter for biodiesel, so they run anywhere from B30 to B100, so check them out. They're a lot of fun. Next, I would like to talk about another end of the racing spectrum, if you will, and this one definitely packs a powerful punch. I'd like to welcome to the stage Mr. Bill Brock, who is the jet car pilot for this amazing vehicle that we've got over here from the Smoke and Thunder Jet Show. Excuse me. So please welcome Bill Brock.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate the opportunity to talk all about myself and tell you how wonderful I am and how great I am, which my wife will tell you I do all the time. But I'm here to tell you that I can take your biodiesel, put it through my turbine, and generate about 10,000 horsepower and accelerate to 400 miles an hour. And tell when I bring the race car back to our NASCAR hauler, talk to the spectators at our air shows, and the look that we get from them is just amazing. Take French fry grease from a company like General Biodiesel in Seattle, Washington, and accelerate to 400 miles an hour, let alone race a mid-Korea-era MiG-17 fighter and beat that aircraft in front of about 250,000 people. So we do that all over the United States each year at about 20 of the nation's largest military air shows. And we educate about 5 million people each year that we can take a renewable source like biodiesel and have some fun with it in our jet car. So if you're a regional producer like General Biodiesel and you have a military base in your facility, I'd like to talk to you. If you're a national producer, I'd like to talk to you as well about what we do with our nation's military and how we educate the leadership on each of these bases to use the product that you have. Here in the booths around us. Again, I appreciate the opportunity, Jennifer. Thanks for inviting us. And come by and ask us some questions. I'd love to talk to you. Thank you.
Vehicle. I encourage you to come and take a look up close. He's got some video footage near the car of it in action at races. So certainly come and check this out during your mixing and mingling time here in the expo hall. Now at this point we'd like to try to shift it over to our on-road vehicles, and are going to start in the light duty segment here. We've got some beautiful representatives here from Audi and Volkswagen, both vehicles and people. So I'd like to first draw your attention to the Audi A3 TDI 2011 model here. The Audi A3 was named the Green Car of the Year in 2010, and the Audi Q7 is also a diesel model that's available. So I'm going to talk or let you hear more from Brad, who is a product specialist from Audi, and he will tell you all about the TDI.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good day, fellow enthusiasts. Very honored and privileged to be here today. Thank you so much for allowing Audi to join your little party here. My name is Brad Burnham. I'm coming to you from Audi North Scottsdale on Scottsdale Road and the 101 Freeway. We are a Penske Automotive Group dealership. As I said, it's beyond an honor to be here to discuss both the cleanest diesel technology as well as some of the most impressive EPA numbers on the market today. And after 3 days out at the Phoenix Open, followed by the Super Bowl, to follow it up the day after with talking about technology and sport, I couldn't tell you, I feel more tuned in than probably I have in a long time. And did anybody out there see the Audi Super Bowl commercial yesterday? Anybody out there? It's quite something. I know there was a teaser commercial that aired throughout the playoffs, and it's very interesting to me. I'm a 9-year salesperson with Audi, and all I can think of is lead, follow, or get out of the way. And I think Audi is lead, follow is BMW, and I'm sorry, Mercedes guys, but I think you're out, get out of the way. So here we go, if you will. Hybrid level efficiency without its disadvantages. That's what Audi TDI Clean Diesel means. It is enjoying a new kind of driving pleasure with a green-minded, clear conscience. Audi TDI combines efficiency with sportiness and superior luxury, and Audi TDI protects resources and is designed for not today's world, tomorrow's world. All right? The bottom line is Audi has put the world-leading cleanest diesel engine technology into production vehicles in the USA. Both the A3 and the Q7 have been out on the market on the streets for about 1 year. Both of these engines have been out for a year, as I say, and their owners are continuing to rave. All right, so we're moving. We're moving onward and upward and quickly. We have a couple, three diesel vehicles expected on an annual basis for many, many years to come. With the potent combination of direct diesel injection and turbocharging, the 2.0-liter TDI clean diesel engine delivers an impressive 236 foot-pounds of torque, incidentally, which was the same as the previous A3 V6. Horsepower is 140 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 8.9, with a top speed of 130 miles per hour, all out of this front-mounted transverse engine that has a curb weight of 3318. The power and performance is complemented with impressive EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon city and 42 miles per gallon highway ratings, producing 30% fewer CO2 emissions than the comparable gasoline engine, which was the previous 2.0 fuel straight injection, TFSI. This car with this power plant is not one of the best. It is the best of any luxury car sold in America to date. The 2.0 TDI clean diesel also meets or exceeds the 50-state emission requirements. In fact, the A3 TDI was recognized as Green Car of the Year by Green Car Journal in 2009 and is also now Green Car of the Year for 2010, again, for its performance efficiency and lower CO2 emissions. A quick sidebar, Audi produced an experiment about a year or so ago where they drove the A3 TDI from New York to LA. The bottom line results, 600 miles per tank of gas on a 15-gallon tank, averaging 40 miles per gallon. I have clients that regularly drive out to San Diego, and they're telling me they're getting north of 50. 52 with the cruise set A3 TDI. When the A3 debuted in 1999 in Europe and Mexico as a three-door hatchback, it received a lot of attention. The A3 five-door debuted in North America in 2006 and was placed into our lineup as a vehicle to attract the 20-something generation with a price point coming in a little bit less than an A4. Sounds perfect, right? What has happened since then has surprised many, including Audi brass, all the way back to Ingolstadt and Neckarsulm, Germany. The A3 was instantly accepted and desired by all age groups, and now with the addition of the TDI power plant, has taken a car from great to best. Best in the luxury segment, as I mentioned. The price point is equally exciting, as the base price to get into an A3 TDI only went up $1,500. Still making a nicely equipped A3's MSRP approximately $34,000. Efficient, affordable, green, sporty, and durable. Sort of the ultimate commuter slash utility vehicle, perfect for our busy and active lifestyles. The bullet point that you need to leave here with is that we are talking about class-leading efficiency. The Audi A3 TDI achieves 50% better fuel economy than a comparable gasoline engine. And as I said, with a 30% lower CO2 emissions, the Audi TDI delivers both class-leading efficiency and power, making it the ideal, efficient, performance-oriented solution. Once again, thanks for your time. Thanks for coming out today. I'm Brad Burnham from Audi North Scottsdale. If you have any questions, please see me afterward. Thanks again. Look forward to test driving this Audi Phenom with you very soon. Cheers.
Thank you, Brad. We're really excited to have Audi here with us this year. All Audi diesel models are approved currently for use with B5 biodiesel blends. However, Volkswagen and Audi both have been doing some exciting testing over the last year on higher biodiesel blends up to B20. So we're hopeful that maybe by this time next year, if not sooner, we may have some even greater biodiesel support announcements to share with you. I'd also at this point like to draw your attention to the Volkswagen Touareg TDI over here to my left. The Touareg is a 3.0-liter, six-cylinder, 24-valve engine SUV or crossover. It's got 225 horsepower and 406 foot-pounds of torque. Fuel economy is about 18 city and 25 miles per gallon on the highway. It is an excellent, beautiful, smooth ride, very clean and quiet diesel, an excellent representative here, and also running on B5 currently, hopefully ramping up here very soon based on the successful results of their B20 testing program so far. For those of you Volkswagen enthusiasts, you've seen the Jetta here. Biodiesel B5 was the official fuel of the 2009 Volkswagen Jetta TDI Cup. Volkswagen's back with their 2011 Jetta model, also very impressive. And it also just recently won the 2011 Urban Green Vehicle Award. So that's another great offering from Volkswagen. They also have a sport wagon version of that, also in the diesel. And for those of you in the small car market, they also have a Golf TDI, which is a lot of fun to drive. So I encourage you to take a closer look at the spec sheets on both the Audi and Volkswagen vehicles and visit your local dealerships. And as we mentioned, that Mr. Burnham here from Audi is available to answer your questions on that. Now we'd like to turn to the medium and heavier duty segment and to this beautiful Ford F-Series Super Duty truck. You're going to be hearing a lot more from Ford tomorrow morning in our Tuesday general session from Mr. Adam Griglack, who is the chief engineer for powertrain integration at Ford. I don't want to steal his thunder, but I did want to share a few remarks about this impressive vehicle and then turn it over to another Ford representative. So for those of you who were at last year's conference or been anywhere around a Ford truck ad lately, you'll probably notice the beautiful B20 symbol on the side of these impressive vehicles. Ford is continuing its rankings as the leading truck market shareholder. Super Duty leads the 8500 or heavy duty segment with nearly 50% market share, and that share has gone up 4 points since they introduced the new 2011 Super Duty, so largely in part to their new engines. Ford also leads in the fleet market, and they hold 60% of the fleet market share. And then those companies that worked our trucks hard and trust them to get the job done for them turn to Ford. And this workhorse over here is the tool that they use to do that. The Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 34 years running. And it's the number one selling vehicle for 29 years straight. Ford has maintained that leadership by listening to their customers and providing solutions to their everyday needs. And Ford's approval for B20 is an excellent example of that. And as you see that they boast that B20 symbol on the side of it, and we are extremely pleased and proud to have Ford's partnership with us in this and future endeavors. So clarity, Ford does approve B20 in their full model line, everything from F-250 all the way up to the heavy duty 850 trucks. And at this point, I would like to welcome to the stage Ms. Ray Knowlson from the Camelback Ford dealership here in Phoenix, and she's got an exciting offer to share with you. So please tune in your ears. This one involves prizes, so you'll want to listen. Ray Knowlson.
Hi, I'm Ray Knowlson. I'm from Camelback Ford, Lincoln Mercury, which is at 1330 East Camelback Road. We actually have for you folks today, if you want to come by and take a look at the truck and drop your business card in our box, we have a drawing for an iPod. So you guys all have a chance to win it. If you have any questions that you want to get answered on the truck or on basically any of the Ford vehicles, just go ahead and stop by the booth and we'll be more than happy to help you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray, for offering that up. So definitely incentives to come and check out the vehicles, drop your business card, and you may find yourselves the happy new owner of an iPod at the end of the day. And they may have another drawing available for you tomorrow, so check back often. And then finally, to put the grand finale on this, I'd like to draw your attention to the beautiful big red truck in the back of me here, represented by Mr. Matt Monford from States Logistics and the heavy duty sector. So, Matt.
Thank you. Matt Monford with States Logistics. I represent the little red truck back here that you guys probably cut off sometimes every day. States Logistics is a third-party warehouse transportation company based in Southern California, as well as Tolleson, Arizona. About 6 years ago, we started running B99 in our tractors. One of our customers asked us the natural goods, so we started doing it, and from there it transferred to all our trucks. So about 6 years, no problems running the B99. I would like to think that we're saving the world one truckload at a time. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Matt. A lot of the customers that they service, including Cliff Bar, is that what I understand, too, have come to States Logistics specifically because they do support and use B99 in their trucks. So it's a great example of a beautiful big truck that gets the job done on high blends of biodiesel, with stellar performance. So we're really pleased to have that sector represented here today, and thank you to States Logistics for doing that for us. So at this time, I'd like to thank all of our participants and invite you all, both attendees, exhibitors, and members of the media, please come and mix and mingle. Talk with our representatives. We'll be glad to answer any questions you might have. And just wanted to thank you again for your time and attention, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next year, hopefully, moving onward and upward. Thanks so much. Enjoy the conference.